What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 28th of February. It's Friday. It's pissing down. It's been pissing down all day. Storm George is coming, and he's coming to finish off where the others left off. There's no respite, so if you are going out today, you're going to need an umbrella, and you're going to need some strong hairspray. Keep everything in place. You have the lipstick, or the men and women, makeup all up your face, and that's before you've even got in anywhere. It's a nightmare, isn't it? But anyway, we're used to it. Us Brits, we're used to bad weather, but it's happening all around the world. The world has gone mad. There's bloody you got the sandstorms and the coronavirus in Tenerife. There's people here sunbathing with face masks on. They've got to make the most of it. Brits, keep calm and carry on. They're lying on the sunbeds. They're going to come back with one of those. We're going to have a suntan with, like, they look like those Bo Selecta face masks. You know, that guy off the comedy programme, because they've just got a totally white beard. Or what's his name? Kenny Everett. Well, he's got that false chin. The smoker dude with the smoker pipe. I think it was French or something. The smoker jacket that he used to wear. It was fucking hilarious. That's what everyone's going to come back looking like. It's no laughing matter. We're all going to need one of these, the way things are going. The hospitals are telling people who work there to cut their moustaches, cut their beards, trim everything, because they're not going to be able to hide the full beard behind the mask. So, you know, all these people with these silly little handlebar moustaches, they're all sweating. They're going to try and find a way of being able to tuck it back behind the moustache so they don't have to lose their prize groomed possession. They really take it seriously, don't they, some of these fucking moustache wearers and that. I mean, winds me up. I'm got a bit of a stubble, but anything a little bit too long, they curl back and start tickling you and everything. It's too much. And then ones with the long ones up here, it's just in your eyesight all the time, wouldn't it? You'd just be like, what's that? What's that? It's your moustache where you're twitching. So, yeah, but the world's gone mad. Anyway, back to where I was talking about. Locusts all over the place in Pakistan, destroying the place, and Africa. They're talking about sending 100,000 ducks over there from China to eat the locusts. It's like, don't want anything from China at the moment, thanks. Are you going to be testing every single duck before he goes for fucking coronavirus? Because apparently a dog in the UK, but the dog has caught it off its owner. So you're going to take 100,000 ducks out of China, put them in Pakistan. The fucking world. The world's fucked. We're going up in flames. Moses is going to turn up one fucking sooner or later. There's that many things going on in different places, all the fires in Australia and whatever else. Fucking, or either that, or the world's just going to blow up and we're never going to notice anything. It's just going to go bang and we've fucked it. That's the end. And it might have been something that we've done. All these holes we've been drilling in the ground, all this fucking palm oil that we've been burning, all this fucking stuff, we're just doing something inside. You know, it ain't happy, is it? The world is not happy. Nature's not happy with us, so we're getting a bit of a backlash. What else was it? And also, somebody's invented these. I told you the world's gone mad. Somebody's invented trousers that look like these. Look at that. I was only talking yesterday about... What the fuck is anybody going to do with that? They went down a catwalk and everything. You sure me it was everybody going clapping and like going, oh yeah, they're fantastic, absolutely amazing. What a great idea. I was only yesterday talking about the invention that somebody made for flatulence pants on a plane. Well, there you go. That's what they're going to end up looking like. It's because apparently it keeps all the gas in them and deals with all the fucking... what's it called? Dissolves all the gas or whatever the fuck it does. I don't know, but they ain't going to be haute couture. There's probably a fortune to buy them as well, but I can't see them flying off the shelves anytime soon. So yeah, anyway, the world's gone mental. The Pope's ill. The Pope's got a cold. He's blowing his nose there at a congregation. I bet everybody was like, when he's going to touch him and that, he's like, whoa, actually Pope, I think I'm going to give this one a miss. I might come to the next one next year. See you later. Bye for now. Everyone distancing themselves. Look, they see the guy next to him there, who stood next to him. He's coughing. The guy next to him's got a right worried look on his face. is like, fucking, how can I, you know, I'm caught between being really rude to the Pope and I'm meant to be working with him, or fucking dying of coronavirus. Mass panic, that's what it is. I told you, it's going to be like that scene on the airplane where everyone's fucking going crazy and nobody knows what the fuck's going on because they think the plane's going to crash. Imagine the Earth is the plane and we're going to crash. Oh, it's Friday. Everybody's enjoying it. I'm trying to get everybody in the mood to go out. You've gone out by now. I'm doing this too late anyway. I'm running late as usual. You'll have to catch this one with your hangover tomorrow. What was I looking for then? Oh, yeah, last night I came in. I put the TV on really late. It's funny. I was having some, I went to have something to eat. And I put the TV on. It was really late. And I just caught, as I flicked through the channels, it went on to this thing. And it ended up being a programme about spanking and bondage and whatever. But as I put it onto the TV channel, the first thing the woman said as she was talking to another girl next to her was, I had to put my fist right up his backside. And as I got and right up and had to get my fist right up there, and as I did that, he exploded all over the place. And I know where the lie, at that point, I squirted brown sauce all over the fucking carpet because I was too busy watching what the fuck I just put the TV on station. And I missed my plate altogether and the brown sauce went all over the carpet. So it turned out to be some crazy program about spanking and bondage and the things that people like. What was it? What was one woman? She was strapped in some contraption of a dentist chair, and somebody was in gas mask on. She says, I love having a gas mask on, put the gas mask on. And then she had like pins put through the outside of her vagina and corks put on the end of the pins. I don't know what the corks were for. It's trying to fucking turn it into an Australian hat or something. She went, yeah, well, these really long needles right through, and then we put corks on the end of them. Leave a comment if anybody knows what the deal with that one is, because I'm not too sure whether that's going to give any benefit one way or the other. And then there was another couple who was like, the one guy said, yeah, I've always been a bit of a sadist, so I was glad to meet somebody that likes pain as much as I do. And then he was like spanking her backside, and she was going, yeah, you know. She was loving it anyway. Well, she was saying when she was being interviewed, I asked for it. So, but her fucking ass was purple. she was like smashed the smithereens. Her ass was. She was like her ass could have passed for a fucking member of the Flumps at that point. Let's put it that way. You could have been like the row of the Flumps. Remember the Flumps, the purple fucking family. And you know? Her ass could be sat at the end like that, and it could have been a long lost relative come to visit. Anyway, you can see that I didn't turn over. I was obviously enjoying it. I managed to fucking managed to feed myself just about without taking my eyes off the TV. I didn't learn much, but I learned that there's a lot of fucking freaks in the world. Not just those people. It was the people who had the fucking faces blanked out that were the weird ones. Those people were the normal ones. They were like the workers and that, but sometimes they had like people who were paying them and they had their faces blanked out and that, and they were saying some right fucking weird shit. So the police should be watching them programs going, yeah, we'll fucking put these ones down on the watch list, sit outside their house in a fucking van, see what's coming in and out. Anyway, I've rolled on with that one. The time's gone. I actually thought it was a slow news day today, and I've just fucking found something out of nothing to talk about there, but I can't find anything worth talking about. Oh, this guy's got the fucking right idea. Ex-Towie star Kirk Norcross. I don't know who he is. I don't fucking watch Towie. Never have. Not interested in it, but he's not in it no more, and he's doing, he works, he's jet washing for a living, cleaning driveways and jet washing. Must be his own company or whatever, but he's working up a ladder, clearing drains and jet washing driveways. And he said he wouldn't swap it for the world. Showbiz was toxic and full of bullshit and hangers-on, he said. And fucking rightly so. So I've got a lot of respect for him because that program's a pile of fucking shit. And you're the fucking worst end of the celebrity scale, you know. You're just like... You're famous for nothing other than just being fucking in a reality show, and like I don't see any fucking any kind of what's it called? Any kind of interest in those kind of people. But he's like decided, fucking get out of it now, because I can see everybody, they just get ridiculed in the paper all the time. Now, Gemma Collins is always fucking having the piss taken out of her. She's making a lot of money, but all that fucking mental health thing and all that, you see the shit that people, what's happening with Love Island and all that kind of stuff, that fucking don't give you a break. And it's all right if you're a celebrity and something good, and like, but if you're in the shit programs and that, they just fucking tear you apart anyway. And the program was shit anyway, so it's done you no benefit. You might have earned some money, but he's happy. Get out and fucking jet wash drives and work your way up from that way. Or, but you know, or some of the people in it are like fucking better than they ever would have ever got to, so they can take it, can't you? Some people are just fucking born to be that way, aren't they? Born to be Z, born to be a Z. There's always fucking something for them. There's always people who want to be there. They're like, how can I be like you? I don't do fuck all. I'm no good at fuck all. I could do what you're doing. I aspire to be you. Look at Katie Price. She's inspired fucking hundreds. Anyway, I wonder who I'm going to inspire. Who's going to follow my lead? I just see fucking tumbleweed behind me. Everyone's pulling up the bridge. Nobody's fucking wants to. Everyone's like that. He's on his own. Nobody wants to fucking come near me, what I'm doing. Anyway, I know there's one or two of you listening out there in space, on the, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do. This guy's still talking bollocks down there on Earth. He's talking about Z-list celebrities. Who do you think he is? Right, I'm going to leave it. No, I'm not going to leave it. I'm going to leave that one. I'm sorry. I've milked that one. Let's move on to... I don't know what else I've got. Speaking of space, 2/5 of us would consider putting money aside so that we could travel to space. Well, let's hope it's the fucking ones off that program and some of the people I've just been speaking about. Maybe we could, you know, top it up. You know, the government tops up your pension. If they put half, maybe the government will put the other half, and then we can fuck them off into space, send them up one-way ticket. I don't know why we don't do that with fucking rubbish and plastic and all this crap that we've polluted the place with. Find a way to fucking blast it into space. Fucked it off somewhere then, wouldn't it? You'd probably end up going, travelling millions of light years and then land on some fucking perfectly serene, beautiful place that is the opposite of what we are. And then it would land and fucking pollute their place. That's what would happen. We'd fuck it. Even from afar, even from fucking hundreds of millions and millions and millions of miles away. I spoke about this the other day when we were like going to land on some planet worthy aliens. And we go down there, cough some canora virus all over the place. Next thing you know, we just fucking destroy something that was like the perfect paradise of what we fucking never... Well, that we fucking ruined. We've got a perfect paradise here, well, we did have. Anyway, was it Count Bimface? Count... Bin Face intends to run the election for the mayor of London. He's got my vote already. Anybody that calls himself Count Bin Face deserves to be, at the very least, on the TV. He deserves to be on the TV more than those fuckers in those celebrity programmes. Count Bin Face, he deserves to be in Parliament. He deserves to be making some decisions. He sounds like a very sensible bloke. And he's up against Boris. Who is he up against? Fuck it. Who's that guy? I forget his name now. Rory somebody. He's up against him, isn't he? But that Rory's going off trying to get people to let him stay at their houses so we could get to know them. I don't think he ain't got time to get around the whole of London. I'm sorry, Rory. Cam Binface has gone, right, I'll nip that one in the bud. Give myself a stupid name. All the fucking people who've got a sense of humour will be on my side. I'll fucking outwin him. By the time he's done that, he'd have only slept in three houses. Where are we going? Gary Lineker said that scoring a goal is better than sex. So, ladies, if you're thinking about having sex with Gary Lineker, I'm afraid it ain't going to be very good. I've scored loads of goals in my career as a junior football player. Actually, I haven't. I scored one or two. I must admit, it was a pretty good feeling because I was a left back and I was never meant to score, but I fucking scored from the halfway line. And I tell you what, I was the talk of the town on that day, and it was a very, very, very small town in Wales, where we went on a tour. But it was a good feeling, I give him that. But I've had much better sex than the feeling that I got from that goal. I could tell you that. And even that's not fucking... It's good from everybody I've been with. I'm the one who's needs to learn a thing or two. Anyway, let's where are we going? Office workers spend more than an hour and a half each day struggling with computer issues. More than a third of employees admitted their lack of IT skills gets in the way of their doing their job effectively. I can't fucking... Computers now are just driving me mental. I can't stand them. I'm even... Very rarely do I go on a computer or a laptop now. I'm almost down to everything on the phone. The phone I could just about handle. It doesn't fuck up the phone, doesn't that much, does it? Apart from a few, like, it goes slow and that. But my computer, all these fucking warnings and signs and kick viruses and it kicking you out and all that kind of stuff. It's constant. I think mine's just riddled. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing something wrong, but I can't be bothered to go to the computer shops either because they just fuck. They overcharge you, don't they? It's like taking your car to the garage. You know that they're just going to, they've got you, your pants down straight away because you don't know what the fuck they've got. So they go, yeah, you've got this wrong, that wrong, and that. The bill's about 250 quid. And I just don't trust them. So I've got nothing to hide on there, I might add. There might be some fucking really boring stuff on there that might embarrass me. Apart from that, I don't think there's any... anything like that fucking spanking program on there. In fact, I'm putting myself out there by talking about it on air anyway. Already, I've already spoke about it. So yeah, computers, fucking room 101. But you got to know them. Yeah, that's the thing. Every time I've tried to build a website and stuff like that, fucking, I've done it. And by the time I've done it, I fucked the website off because it done me heading that much. I thought I'm going to have this ongoing. Forever now that I've got a website, any problems with it, I'm going to fucking have that, those issues. So I've ended up just gone, bin the business idea, bin the website, fuck it off. So this is why I'm sitting here with no money. Right, next one, last one. What time is it? That should have been the last one. Well, fuck it, what am I going to do next? Britain's oldest woman... Britain's oldest neighbour from hell. Britain's oldest neighbour from hell. That's only because she's got core. There's plenty of fucking neighbours from hell who are just as old. By saying that, she's 81. You think she'd know better. But she's teaching her pet to shriek and scream at the neighbours next door. So she's quite clever, really, because she's too old to scream and shout herself. So she's bought a parrot and she's taught that to scream and shout on her behalf. That's pretty clever. I think she ain't stupid. And gets it to sing really loud as well. She plays music really loud and gets the bird to sing to the music. So, yeah, bravo. Maybe they were like the neighbours from hell to her. So she thought, I ain't fucking standing for that. You think I'm a little meek old lady? That's the funny thing as well with the old ladies, isn't it? Because you look them in the street and that. You couldn't like come out and start screaming at her. Outside, everyone would be like, look at that fucking arsehole screaming at that little old lady. Sweet little innocent old lady. But you've just been like put to the end of your tether. You just want to fucking strangle her. But you can't, can you? No matter what you say, nobody's going to believe that that woman could do anything wrong. And the parrot would just like, won't say a thing when anybody goes in there. He wouldn't say a fucking boo to a goose. As soon as he's gone out, you fucking cunts next door. I'm turning the music up. And whatever else she's taught it to sing. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, I think. Just about fucking talked about a few things. I didn't think it was going to go very good today. And I don't think it did anyway. But hopefully you did. That's all that counts. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'll see you again next week. See you later for now. Bye.